July 18th, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Breaking right away on the program today, the real insurrectionists have been identified. The January 6th insurrectionists have been identified, and they are currently on the run attempting to unlawfully flee to avoid arrest and prosecution. The January 6th insurrectionists have been identified as the criminally corrupt FBI who has been weaponized against 80 million Americans. Simply because those 80 million of us are the political enemies to progressive radicals, to communists, Marxists, or any other cute name or identifier that you would like to assign to the globalist tyrannical authoritarians attempting to topple this entire political system and will genocide anyone that gets in the way of the execution of that agenda, which is to force complete subservience to the deep state cabal by every global citizen. And every system at their disposal has now been weaponized against you. We're now finding out the complexity of relationships between individuals, how far-reaching the collusion was, concerted efforts by allied countries that we have now been able to clearly identify as adversaries of the United States, attackers of freedom, enemies of liberty, destroyers of justice. They are murderous criminals. They are pedophiles, drug and human trafficking terrorists, and they're not living in caves in Afghanistan. They're not carefully placing IEDs in the desert along roadsides targeting our soldiers. They're not beheading people on internationally broadcasted YouTube internet videos in the name of Allah. They're not aiming nuclear warheads at America from Russia. They are right here in the United States, disguised as elected representatives, disguised as law enforcement officials, intelligence officers, military commanders, and inside of the People's House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. If there is one thing, folks, that we have failed to do in times past, it's give credit to the enemy for their ability to plan, orchestrate, and implement. For their ability to stick together, to maintain a narrative, to project propaganda, and slowly infiltrate every aspect of our lives without firing a single shot, without being detected, while quietly moving and acting like termites, as their quiet little infestation has now become a catastrophic complication, as these termites have been gnawing away at the foundation of our structure, which is now completely compromised, making it impossible to stand. Without an immediate intervention, we have to stop this. Your place of work has been infiltrated with woke transgender pushers, muzzle mandates in the name of health and safety, inoculation mandates, and the choice to fall in line or lose your income. Law firms are scared to take any case that stands against these tyrants, making it nearly impossible for the globalist victims to stand up for their civil rights. Your kids' schools, we all know, have been overtaken by indoctrinators that are sexualizing them, brainwashing them, convincing them that they are racist, convincing them to repent for the color of their skin, and ultimately join the force of evil to assist in eradicating their own race if they should so happen to be white. Law enforcement agencies do not protect law-abiding citizens anymore. They protect criminals, as command staffs have been politicized. They have become woke sympathizers to criminal anarchists and stand down while your neighborhoods burn. While innocents are targeted and intimidated, assaulted, raped, robbed, and killed. These same so-called police leaders have actually turned on their own rank and file, eliminating good cops by refusing to support them and actually throwing them to the wolves in the event of any use of force situation, even the most justifiable police action, forcing a mass exodus among cops, replacing those vacancies with like-minded insurgents akin to those that stood down and got on their knees, praying with and bowing to those that inflicted $12 billion in damage on major cities across this country in a period of just a couple of months over last summer. Nobody was held responsible then, and nobody is being jailed now, allowing it to continue. These cities are under siege, and nobody is reporting it. Just yesterday, breaking at redvoicemedia.com, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, alien face, has weaponized race despite the fact that she's the most openly racist mayor on record in this country who was unashamed to deny any access to her by white reporters. No interviews from white folks. Now, she's spending tens of millions of taxpayer dollars as she has announced that racism is a public health issue. I'm sorry, but I missed it. I must have been out when Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or how about the major broadcast networks, ABC, NBC, I missed the story about droves of roving gangs of white supremacists executing blacks on the streets of Chicago. But the media will not hold her accountable. And if you pay taxes in that cesspool of criminal corruption called the city of Chicago, you're just screwed. Pay up now, fall in line, or leave. The media will not hold her accountable because the media has also been infiltrated. We point that out daily. You all know that the very people that are supposed to bring all of this to the court of public opinion, the people that are supposed to be the watchdogs for you and me, have abandoned us. Just as they're paid to do so by the six corporations that we have identified, all funded by the Satanist globalists that we have also identified over and over again right here on the platform of truth. The media is the weaponized enemy of the people, as properly identified by 45, President Donald J. Trump. Now, the military, the last line of defense, the military is not for you. And the commanders responsible for our last line of defense are not concerned with defending the Constitution or the citizens of the United States against enemies both foreign and domestic, because they are preoccupied. And instead, they are assisting in the purge of those ranks, advocating for a mandate, by the way, that would force every single soldier to read an Ibram X. Kendi book, convincing them that the armed forces is a racist institution and should be responsible for rooting out white supremacy in America. Although when asked, the author of that book can't even define the word racism.
I'm wondering, I just finished reading Robin DiAngelo's White Fragility, and I think she did like an excellent job of defining racism as like a system of oppression as opposed to like a personal choice. It's like, it's there, you benefit from it, or you don't. That's its purpose. You talked about the importance of defining racism, but unless I missed it, which is possible, I didn't hear your personal definition. Is there one that you would offer us? Like, how do you define racism?
Sure. So racism, I would define it as a collection of racist policies that lead to racial inequity that are substantiated by racist ideas. Sure. A collection of racist policies that lead to racial inequity that are substantiated by racist ideas.
Your personal healthcare system has also been weaponized against you, as those in lab coats are acting like, in the words of Dr. Jane Ruby, zombies, as they willfully inject you and your loved ones with a substance that nobody can identify, including them. The inserts on these shots, being referred to as vaccines, are left intentionally blank. And none of them care to acknowledge the amount of unprecedented documented injuries or deaths as a result of their quest to inoculate everyone on the planet. If I put a glass of water in front of you and told you that it had a 1% chance of poisoning you to death, you of course would not drink it. Why would you let a complete stranger in a lab coat inject you with the same or worse odds? Because they're wearing a lab coat? Folks, the list goes on and on. The point is, every system that you have ever once had the comfort of relying on to protect you has now been aimed at you like a firearm with the intent to destroy you. So where do we turn? Where do we turn when we expect results? We do what the Constitution has told us to do. We act according to our free political system's structure, and we reach out to those that we elected to stand up for us. That's their job. The only function of these people is to stand up and be the voice of their constituents. That's why we put them there. But what happens when those people openly admit that not only are they not there to protect you, but that you may actually need to protect yourself against them? What if you go to them with a responsible request, a reasonable request, politely, and they respond to you from their iPhone after midnight to inform you that they have your address, your birth date, and other personal information about your family, and that they are adding you to a list? Cynthia Fisher is a citizen of the state of Minnesota, specifically Stearns County, and this is exactly what happened to her. Cynthia joins us now. Okay, so I have read through the email exchange that you forwarded to me, and I actually had to look multiple times. I mean, I can't believe what I'm seeing here. You wrote to Senator Jim Carlson, and you requested an audit of the 2020 election here in Minnesota. Take us through this. What was the reason, first of all, for your request?
Well, just looking at what's going on in the state and looking at what has gone on in Arizona and other states. I knew some people who had lived in Ramsey and Hennepin, and there were issues in those areas. And I know that they brought some information forward and a judge turned it down. And so I just wanted to put a request in. And actually, I sent it to more people than just him. You know, I sent it to my representatives and other representatives as well. So it wasn't just directed at this person. I didn't even know who Jim Carlson, you know, was, really. I mean, I didn't send it out.
You were reaching out to everybody. You were reaching out to anybody and everybody that is.
Yes, and I've done it in the past. I've done it on many occasions. I've done it on the lockdowns. I've done it on the mask mandate. I've done it on the, you know, they're trying to do these vaccine passports and all of it. I've sent them out. So it's not the first time I've done it. It is, however, the first time I've received such a reply. I mean, I was really scared.
Yeah. Okay. So
I was literally shaking.
Let's talk about that. So at 12:47 a.m., when most people are sleeping, but also conveniently right around bar close time here in Minnesota, Senator Jim Carlson responded to you from his iPhone and asked, quote, "Do you think the Republicans cheated to win the Senate majority in Minnesota?" End quote. Okay, so I know how I interpret that, but what did you take that to mean?
I didn't know. You know, I just thought it was the oddest thing. I just thought it was the oddest response. I don't know. And I didn't even realize it was that time of the day when he sent me the email, because I sleep at that time of the night. I'm not usually sending out emails, although I did send my sheriff information on this at about 2:30 in the morning the other night, because after I had this exchange, I couldn't sleep and sleep like all night. I didn't know what to think when he said that. I had a reply to him. And do you want me to just read my reply?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
That'd be okay. I said, I saw problems in Ramsey County and questioned the results of the last few elections in Minnesota. To question my motives is unethical. Everyone has the right to fair elections and request investigations if necessary.
Yeah. So that is what I would call plainly polite persistence. Asking your elected representative or any representative of the people here in the state of Minnesota to do the work of the people.
Correct.
So a sitting Minnesota state senator called Jim Carlson responded.
Yeah.
And here's where my level of concern for your family's safety jumped immediately through the roof. He said, quote, "I do not have a constituent named Cynthia A. Fisher who votes. In fact, I buy the Minnesota voter database, and there's only one Cynthia A. Fisher registered to vote in Minnesota. She's 59. Is that you? If so, I know your address, your birth date, how frequently you voted, and other information in this database. It looks like your motives are not, in all caps, particularly ethical, and I am adding your name to the list of folks that are sending out fake emails specifically to undermine Minnesota's voting integrity. I have gotten threats. Here's where it gets really scary, and I'm taking it very seriously, and some folks could be investigated. If you feel, and I agree, that elections should be honest and fair, then you should be honest in your request and provide, the voter ID information you did not note on your email." Well, I have so many thoughts here, so many questions for this Senator Jim Carlson. I would love to by the way, here's the official invitation for him to come on this show. But aside from my thoughts, what were yours?
I was blown away. I was frightened. I guess I didn't realize that I had to provide all this information about myself. Under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, I have every right to ask my representatives and senators for help with issues.
That's right. And did you respond back to these really threatening and scary words? I mean, did you respond back to him?
I did.
And what did you say back to him?
The first thing I replied, I was pretty shook. I mean, I was literally shaking when I was typing. I said, your response is somewhat troubling. It is actually threatening to me. I'm only attempting as a citizen of Minnesota to make sure we have free and fair elections here, and I have every right to do so. Your reply sounds like a paranoid rant.
I would tend to agree with that. And I think that you are a whole lot more polite than I would have been. So, okay, Cynthia, in turn, you have now contacted your sheriff, as I would have recommended that you do if I was just hearing this story for the first time, but you have taken those steps, and that's good. That's what you're supposed to do. So you have contacted the sheriff in your county. What did the sheriff tell you?
He said at the time he had not seen the correspondence, but he said that I don't have what he wrote out in front.
And you can paraphrase, that's fine. But did he give you any advice?
Okay. But I mean, he was very, very kind and very receptive. And he said, if you feel threatened, that's a concern and you need to contact the media and you need to, then he gave me like some information on how I could go about doing, I think it's called a public censure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For his actions, because it was uncalled for.
Well, I tend to agree.
Yeah. And since then, now I have sent him the email exchange just so he has those on file. I told him I didn't want to do a report, but I wanted him to know because I really felt threatened and it frightened me.
Well, I think you should do a report, and that's just my humble opinion. And here's why I say that. He said, if you feel threatened, well, obviously there's a reason you reached out to the sheriff. That is because that is a law enforcement agency that is charged with protecting you and your family. If I received a message from an elected representative at 12:47 a.m. That basically was a slam or a dig at Republicans, he was targeting you because of your party affiliation or what at that point he had assumed to be your party affiliation and probably because of your email address that contains the word deplorable. He has been able to identify who you are. So he was lashing out at you at 12:47 a.m. when most people are either sleeping or they're at a 0.2 blood alcohol level and they're just leaving the bar. Then this guy, in another rant, comes at you by saying, we've already proven that he's unstable at 12:47 emailing people like this with slanderous digs based on your party affiliation. You're now a political enemy to him. Now he responds to you saying that he knows where you live, he knows about your family, he knows your age, he knows your birthday, and quote, other information, whatever that might be. He also says that he's adding you to a list. He's threatening you with the new age Nazi brown shirt type law enforcement muscle that you are going to be investigated if you should persist in requesting a fair election in your state. An open and transparent process that is supposed to be by the people and for the people. I think Senator Jim Carlson seems to have forgotten that he works in a system put into place by the people that is supposed to work for the people. Right. So if you are listening to this broadcast, if you feel the urge to remind him of his duty, you can reach out to this bureaucrat bully directly. Here's his phone number. Write it down. 651-454-6295. Again, that's 651-454-6295. I happen to be, Cynthia, a citizen of the state of Minnesota. And I'm going to be reaching out to this bully. And I'm going to be letting him know. And as a matter of fact, I think that it would be in your best interest, because I'm here, I know the networks, contact Care 11 News, KSTP, WCCO, and KMSP Channel 9. Now, I know that they will all walk away from this. I know that.
I do too.
But you need to reach out to them anyhow, because that is an additional part of the proof in the pudding that the entire system has been weaponized against 80 million people, including the IRS, the educational system, the media, all of them. And all of this needs to be documented, because we need to remember that we are the 99%. We are. And although it seems far stretching right now and everything seems to be against us, I promise we will prevail. Have you reached out back to this Jim Carlson since speaking with the sheriff, or did the sheriff advise you to just cut off contact?
Well, our little conversation continued after I said your reply sounds like a paranoid rant. I also said to him, as one of the people of this state, we all have political power. You're not running a company with constituents to serve you. You're working in a government entity created by the people. Did our forefathers, when creating the state, only get to make the offices for those in their particular neighborhood or counties? No. I sent this out to everyone in the legislature and Senate in Minnesota, which is my right and is not a threat. I said the people are also able to do investigations into the actions of their servants. Please respond. Are you a servant or a controlling power of the state?
And did he respond?
He did.
What did he say?
He said, I responded with public information to your lie about being a constituent. Do you think an audit, in parentheses, would not use the exact same public information to find out that you lied about where you live? When did I lie about where I lived? I never lied about where I lived. My email is subject to subpoena and discoverable in any investigation. So he threatens me again. Your email is not alone, and you are doing the bidding of an anti-democracy group that you won't name.
What group is
that?
This
guy's nuts.
What group is that, Cynthia? What group are you working for?
I have no clue.
Are you working for an anti, what did he call it?
No.
Okay. Are you working for a political operative? Are you an undercover agent? Are you a fascist? Are you a Marxist? Are you trying to dismantle or topple a political system as the senator, the sitting senator in the state of Minnesota is suggesting that you are? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. It's appalling.
It is.
This is
shocking. He also said,
Go ahead.
He also said, please don't try to lecture me on ethics, threats, honesty, free and fair elections, and election integrity while violating all of those characteristics and hiding your true motivations or refusing to learn about elections and security measures.
Unbelievable. Well, I hope that you will take my advice, and I hope that you will reconsider filing a police report, because these are blatant threats. I mean, there's just no two ways about this. If this were to come from anybody else, if somebody were to contact your family at 12:47 a.m. and start jabbing you and then continue with, I know where you live, I know where your family lives, I know what your birth date is, you need to protect yourself. And this particular person is obviously unhinged. He's crazy. And he is threatening that he knows where you live. He's threatening to put you on a list. He's threatening to have you investigated. He's up at 12:47 a.m. I mean, everything here suggests that you should absolutely contact the police. You felt threatened, which is why you contacted your sheriff in the first place. So I suggest that you follow through with that report.
I gave him one last reply.
What was that?
I said, you're harassing me. Where does it say in the Minnesota Constitution the people don't have the power to alter or abolish government? Where does it say we need to be in a certain district? Look it up. Article 1, Bill of Rights. So you are saying you have the power to correct we the people who are vested with the power. You serve us. I said, read Article 1, Bill of Rights, Object of Government, Section 2, Rights and Privileges. You, sir, need to settle down and leave me alone.
That's right. And you're absolutely dead on. I believe that he needs that reminder. Again, if you didn't catch the number earlier, Senator Jim Carlson, known as AKA right here on this show as the bureaucrat bully. You can reach him at 651-454-6295. Cynthia, if anything else develops, I trust that you'll get back a hold of us. I hope you'll take my advice and contact your sheriff. Tell him you've changed your mind. You want to file a report. God bless you. And thank you so much for your bravery in coming forward.
Thank you, Stu. You have a good day.
If you didn't have a chance to write down that number one more time, Senator Jim Carlson's phone number, 651-454-6295. If you want to tell him exactly how you feel about him threatening voters, American citizens, citizens of the state of Minnesota, bullying them, threatening them with the strong arm of the law, reminding him who he works for and what institution this is, I think he's forgotten. You can call him again, 651-454-6295. 295. Make sure that you tell him that Stu Peters says hello and that he's welcome on this platform anytime if he wants to try to justify that kind of behavior, or if he wants to, even better yet, use this platform to apologize to those who he is trying to stomp on, step on. Now you can step on the snakes by going to steponsocks.com. Listen, if you have not gone to steponsocks.com, I really question your allegiance to this program. No, I'm just kidding. I really don't. I know that you're here for a reason. But listen, we only have patriotic sponsors, America First sponsors, real Americans on this program. program. These are 100% Patriot designed, 100% cotton, high quality socks, a 3-pack for just $17.76 with the names of all of those people that I just mentioned in that segment written right on the bottom. The Clinton crime family, Biden, Obama, Pelosi, Gates, Fauci, all their names on the bottom so that you can have the pleasure of stepping on them all day long. Step on these snakes. Go to steponsocks.com right now. That is the legacy version. But now the new Trader Joe is out. You got to check these out. Get a picture of these things. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Look at them. They are absolutely brilliant. What a great idea. Lots more step-ons upcoming, by the way. I've heard of some of the intended designs that they're going to come out with. You're going to love it. Go to steponsocks.com. Father's Day is coming up. Anonymous gift for your liberal neighbor, maybe for your liberal indoctrinating teacher. You bet. Steponsocks.com, a 3-pack for just $17.76. The Stu Peters pricing, $17.76 when you go to steponsocks.com. Not that you don't believe me, but just to illustrate how deep the deep state really is, how weaponized this government really is. We're talking to Deanna Lorraine now for Shots Fired, as we're now getting information that a secret recording is now out where a Florida Republican actually threatened to send Russian-Ukrainian hit squad assassins after his political rival.
Yeah, you really can't make this up. So a Republican candidate running for Congress, William Braddock, who I'd never heard of before, apparently he's kind of a nobody, but he thinks he's a somebody. He thinks he's the big man on campus because he was talking to this other conservative activist, Erin Olszewski. She was the one that wrote that book, Undercover Nurse, The Whistleblower. And for whatever reason, they were talking on the phone after midnight last week, and she happened to record the conversation because it started to get a little bit sinister. And this guy, William Braddock, said, I hate this Anna Paulina Luna, who is running in the same district as him in Florida, in St. Petersburg. And I can't stand her. She's a loser. She's a piece of S-H-I-T, and I want her to go down. And if I find out, because I'm going to be running against her, if I find out that through my polling, and apparently he's got billions of dollars backing him, he's got the whole deep state backing him, and he said, we're going to do a $20,000 poll close to the primary. And if we find out through the polling that she's going to be winning, then we're going to take her out because I'm a Freemason. So he starts bragging about the fact that he's a Freemason, and him and all his Freemason buddies who are billionaires have been backing him, and that they have his back. They're going to make sure he wins no matter what the cost. And if he has to hire a Russian-Ukrainian hit squad to make sure that she all of a sudden disappears, he's going to go ahead and do that. This is what he was bragging about on the phone to this Erin gal after midnight last week.
Deanna, this sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it does. I don't know if this is sort of a pathetic way he thought he was going to get laid or something with this girl. I mean, I can't imagine what's going on in his mind. Why would he brag about this? This is like the worst drunk dial ever. But he's bragging about this on the phone. And he's saying, you know, keep this quiet. But my connections run so deep. You have no idea how deep I'm in it. He said that he's going to be having Secret Service follow him around, supporting him throughout his whole campaign. And he has so many connections that he'll just be able to make this Anna Paulina disappear like that.
Well, with the way things are going right now, Deanna, I don't know if it was an attempt to get laid. I don't know if the guy was drunk. We seem to have a lot of politicians here that are emailing and threatening and all kinds of stuff after midnight. You know, as in the last segment here, a senator from the state of Minnesota, but, you have to consider that everything is actually a possibility, and I'm not discounting this guy as not actually having access to Russian-Ukrainian assassins and would be taking out Luna. I wouldn't doubt the fact that he will have Secret Service supporting him and following him around and protecting him, because we know that they're corrupted as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, no, this wasn't a, you know, saying that. He was bragging about it. I know that this is real because, you know, he talked specifically about his Freemason brothers and his background and the specific people that were supporting him and backing him. So this was real, but it's sad that he felt the need to brag about it to this woman. And so it goes on. Now, he says that she said, well, how will you make her just disappear? He said, my connections, all I have to do is call up this hit squad within 24 hours. You're going to see Anna Paulina Luna disappear in the news. She's going to have a story. She's going to have a mysterious death, et cetera. And he even said that he used the term, she's just a dead squirrel that you run over on the way to work. She's just a speed bump. Yes, you have to sometimes sacrifice a few for the greater good of the country. Literally used those words. And then, of course, topped it off by saying he's a man of God and he's a Christian, but he cares so much about the country that he cannot have Anna Paulina win. He's got to win because he's going to do more for the country. And if he has to take her out, sadly, it breaks his heart, but he will have to take her out. So this goes to show you, first of all, that just the deep state is real, and especially the Rhino deep state. So many people are fooled because someone has an R next to their name. Stop being fooled by that, because we see that they're running the same playbook as the left. And this is what they do. They will install their people in to steer the country the way that they want to, according to plan. And if anyone that's a true patriot, and I believe Anna Paulina Luna is more of a true MAGA style patriot, he doesn't want her to win. So he will do that at any cost possible, even if it means getting rid of her. And it also proves that this is what they do. They cook up plans and suddenly people disappear. They die from COVID. They die from heart attacks all of a sudden. He's proving all these conspiracy theories true. And of course, it all starts a lot of times with being a Freemason, right? I mean, unfortunately, he's outed his Freemason brothers, saying that these billionaires are helping him and backing him, etc. And he has so many billions of dollars backing him that he can't possibly lose this election. Now, this is the same thing real quick that happened with my election when I was running against Nancy Pelosi. I had a huge rhino going after me too, John Dennis. He's ran that spot for 5 times in a row, and he just makes millions of dollars each time, and he didn't want his gravy train to end. So when I came into the picture, he was intimidated. He didn't like me, but he's not a true patriot Trump candidate. So what did he do? He did every trick in the book to try to smear me, disgrace me, get me knocked down. Even worked with an ex-boyfriend of mine who I have a restraining order against, who's very violent, to try to dig up dirt on me and try to get him to use me to distract me and knock me down from my campaign, to continue to harass me. This is what they do. They will not let a good candidate win because they want to control the country at all costs. So please stop donating and supporting someone who has an R next to their name just because they say they're Republican. The deep state rhino are real. They're very real. Trump knows it, and we know it. And now there's pure evidence of it.
And, you know, they don't just stop at political warfare. I mean, we're talking about somebody, you know, you say get rid of, and I know that, you know, whatever, but he's threatening to have her killed.
You know,
assassinated, like riddled with bullets, dead, because she's a political opponent. By just looking at her briefly here and the very minimal research that I've done, and I don't really know a whole lot about her, but she seems to be a very America First conservative. And this guy obviously doesn't appreciate that, because that's not the ticket that he runs on, because that's not the ticket that will globally support him with funds from George Soros, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, etc.
Anyone who's self-funded like that, you say, oh, I have billions in crypto that they're supporting me at. We should be concerned about. These are the exact people that we don't want in office that are leading us, right? The exact people that we don't want. And the spiral will continue if we don't stop it and identify it. The fact that he said, you know, she's just a squirrel, she's just a bump, and we need to get rid of the few, sacrifice the few for the good of the many. I mean, that's communism right there. That's a Marxist communist tactic.
If she is just a speed bump, if she is just a squirrel in the road that you run over, how do you think he feels about you? How do you think he feels about the American people? What are you if his political opponent is just a squirrel in the road? Sick.
Yeah, how heartless, how disassociated from any emotion. What about her family, et cetera? It's actually disgraceful. It was a shocking story. I had to fact check it to make sure it was real. And yes, it is. And here's another thing, and this is just how sinister. You know, Fox News, a new Fox News reporter, Fox News in Houston, Ivory Hecker, just came out with Project Veritas with her own story of disgracefulness in Fox News in what you would call a Republican territory. They're muzzling her. They're censoring her. They're saying that she can't talk about so many topics like hydroxychloroquine or Bitcoin or election, things that are actually happening and that Americans should be concerned about. She's not able to talk about those things. So she's going on record talking about how Fox News has been censoring them, and this is how they operate. So again, people need to stop being fooled by Fox News, or for Republicans, we need to look deeper. Fox News has been corrupted. The rhinos are real, and they don't want us to win, and they're going to pretend and disguise themselves as Republicans, but they're just wolves in sheep's clothing.
What we need to do is we need to make sure that everybody who views this program, everybody that you have reached to and that I do, it's not really that difficult. There are not that many many candidates on the ballot, what you need to do is you need to go look at every single person in 2022 that's going to be running where you have the responsibility, the great responsibility of casting a vote. And you need to make sure absolutely 100% that you take the time to research every single one of those names. If you have questions, I would be more than happy to help you. I will do the research for you. If you're struggling with reading or general comprehension, I will go into your county, your city, your state. I will look at who is on your ballot in your district, in your community, and I will do the best that I can to help you research that individual. And if you find corruption, we want to expose that as well, just like this asshole down in Florida. I mean, honestly, look at this. This guy, has he been criminally charged? Has he been arrested? Is there a warrant for this guy's arrest?
There should be. Sadly, he's outed. I'm sure these people that he outed, the Russian hit squad mafia, aren't probably too happy with him right now. But he's going to be in trouble. He's just disgraced himself when he just barely started his campaign.
Well, as loose-lipped as this guy is, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up being a squirrel in front of the truck that the Freemasons or these assassins drive.
Right. I mean, I hate to say it, but at this point, he's got to look out for himself now.
And I was reading in the article that he didn't deny it. He didn't say, yeah, I said that, or no, I didn't. He didn't vehemently come out in objection to this article or say that this woman is crazy for saying this stuff. He just said, well, it may have been misinterpreted. It might have been me. It might not have been. Heck, those recordings could have been altered. This is a dirty political game. No, it isn't a dirty political game. This is the truth coming out about you. And you are a corrupt deep state member of the cabal that we are all trying to rid of.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if we really want America first, and again, I say this to Trump too, we need to hold our leaders accountable to the promises that they make and have real actions, real results, instead of these lofty, empty words. And that includes Trump as well. I think we need to stop being so overly supportive of every person with an R next to their name who promises things. And I think that we need to really hold their feet to the fire and say, hey, what have you really done for this country? What are you really putting yourself out there for? If you're repeating the same lines over and over again, but not doing anything, then we need to question them. We need to start holding all of our leaders accountable if we want to save our republic. It's just we don't have any time anymore to diddle daddle with fake Republicans and swamp creatures.
She joins us every day on the Stu Peters Show for Shots Fired. There she is, spraying bullets all over the place. She's just firing shots constantly. You can find her at DeannaLorraine.com. Get her book, Taking Back America, and also follow her on Instagram, where she just now finally followed me. I can't believe it. I feel so fortunate.
I didn't realize I took so long to follow you.
At Deanna for Congress on Instagram.
And Gab.
As well. At Real Deanna Lorraine. Thank you so much, dear. And we will see you on Monday. Have a fantastic weekend.
Sounds good. You too.
Assassinating political opponents. I want to say that it's unbelievable, but unfortunately, we live in a time where I totally believe it. And of course, there's recordings of it. So, I mean, it's just... it's unfathomable, but it's actually happening. I'm so happy that it's all exposed and that these people are going to have to answer for all of these actions, ultimately and eventually. Psychological issues like stress and anxiety, they happen in our lives. Diagnosis, PTSD, ADHD, a lot of people suffer with these things. Parkinson's disease, inflammatory stuff, muscles, joints, ligaments, arthritis, allergies, all of these things, migraine, headaches, they happen to the best of us. They happen because of the stress and anxiety, all of which can be dealt with using CBD oil. If you're already using CBD oil, then you understand the benefits of it. If you're not, then you need to educate yourself on what CBD can do. Huge positive impact in my life. I'm telling you, I was going to have surgery. The plandemic pushed my surgery back. No longer do I need surgery thanks to Verve Forever products. They're the highest quality CBD products at the most affordable prices. They even got more affordable now, 50% off site-wide when you use the promo code VET50. That's VET50. Now, if you're doing business with another CBD company, why? That's like, why would you go get injected? Why would you be doing business with a non-veteran-owned company? Veteran-owned, that's right. Verve Forever is veteran-owned, which is why you can find all of their products at AmericaFirstOil.com. Stu Peters pricing, 50% off site-wide, every single product, whether you're dealing with the pain creams, the oils for mental stability. Bath salts are there. Skincare products. Yes, skincare products available at AmericaFirstOil.com. Get over there right now. Use the promo code VET50 for 50% off site-wide at AmericaFirstOil.com. I want to thank you. That is the shirt right there. Thank you for supporting freedom. Thank you for supporting liberty and this platform as well at the same time. That is the first shirt, the StuPeters.tv shirt, which you can find at StuPeters.shop. Make sure that you get over there right now. These shirts, by the way, 100% made in the USA. High quality shirts, 100% American made. Every single thread is right here, USA sourced. You have my word on that. Go to StuPeters.shop right now. It's the only product that's there. I won't inundate you with a bunch of different stuff. It's very simple. It's red, white, and blue. Red shirt, white tight font that'll match your MAGA hat perfectly. The Stars and Stripes, Old Glory, proudly displayed on the right sleeve where she is supposed to be. Stars leading into the battle like they are supposed to do. And you can get that at StuPeters.shop. It directly supports this platform and it acts as a billboard. People are going to go, StuPeters.tv, what is that? What is that? Wait, hold on. I mean, are you kidding? Hold on. Are you telling me that? Hold on. You don't know about? Oh my goodness. Let me tell you about StuPeters.tv. I got to tell you about StuPeters.tv. See, you found the truth and you're happy to be here. How important is it that we introduce the truth to everybody else in the world of mis and disinformation, in the world of all of this propaganda, the bought and paid for media, and this corrupt cabal that is controlling everything that you see on your television or that your neighbor sees on their television? Introduce them to StuPeters.tv. This is a commercial, a long one, but get over to StuPeters.shop right now. 100% made in the USA and 100% StuPeters approved. It straight up supports this platform. Directly. Go to StuPeters.shop. I appreciate it. Also, supporting our sponsors is incredibly important. One of those sponsors is Keys to Life. KeysToLife.shop is responsible for this stuff right here. For those of you that are listening on audio only, you can't see it, but I'll tell you about it. For those of you that are viewing on the camera, I'm just grabbing it out of my desk drawer right here. This is the IGF-1. This IGF-1 product, this is what helps your body to restore itself. This is what keeps you rejuvenated. This is the product that professional athletes were using. This is where all of the lawsuits came from. You've heard of the human growth hormone, HGH, all of the stuff behind Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire, Barry Bonds, all of these different people that you know, that they shut this multi-million dollar company down. Why did they shut them down? Because it works. It helps people to maintain good health. It keeps people's immune systems strong. You can't make money curing cancer like you can treating it. Avoid getting sick by staying healthy. Now, this IGF-1 right here specifically comes from a special herd of deer in New Zealand. Why New Zealand? Well, New Zealand, because in that herd of deer, the antlers grow back and the velvet replenishes itself much faster. Why? Because of the high concentration of IGF-1. Those antlers, those deer are rejuvenating, replenishing, healing, and manufacturing strength faster than anybody else. Are you into working out at the gym? Physical fitness, a good diet, good overall physique, good overall bodily health. Then you need this IGF-1 stuff. Go to keystolife.shop. That's keys, the number two, life.shop. Now, when you go there, the most inexpensive product right here, you put it on auto ship, you get the most expensive product or any product of your choice absolutely free. Again, whatever product you choose to put on auto ship, it can be the cheapest one. You pick the product of your choice, can be the most expensive one. Absolutely free. Go to keystolife.shop. It is for women as well, but this stuff is making men again, and that is incredibly important in a time where demasculinization is being pushed down our throat as they're trying to weaken the herd here so that they won't face any real opposition. Go to keystolife.shop right now. Again, that's keystolife.shop. Well, I hate to say that I told you so, but we've been sounding the alarm here for a long time on interest rates and the stock market. The stock market now down for 5 days in a row. It's no secret that the market was under a whole lot of pressure, as well as the economic tank during the Obama years. We also told you that this was going to be Obama on steroids. As a matter of fact, I believe I just said that yesterday. Joining us now to talk more about this is Carlos Cortez. He's a financial expert. He's a Stu Peters Show contributor. He's an independent fiduciary from Cortez Wealth Management in the Sunshine State of Florida, where I think the only representative of constituents left in the country that is fighting for us, Governor Ron DeSantis, is that right now. Carlos, I was looking at this story. Wall Street, we know they cooked the books, right? And that led to this financial crisis in 2008. We're headed back that direction again. I can see it. The writing is all over the wall. I've been predicting it here for the longest time. People's nest eggs are in jeopardy. People will not be able to retire. People's 401ks are under attack. People are losing their everything that they ever worked for. Social Security is going to be bankrupt. What do people do, and what do you attribute this to? As a matter of fact, not just what do people do, because you can't give advice on public air. But what do you attribute this to? This, it's happening again. The market is down 5 days in a row. I mean, was I a tinfoil hat, or is everything that we predicted here now just coming to fruition?
A little bit all of the above. I mean, the main fact is we're going to see a lot of volatility for here on out during this administration. As long as they keep on printing money and Jerome Powell says, hey, we need to raise interest rates. Jerome Powell came out this week saying we're going to raise interest rates three times by 2023. Every time they raise interest rates, everyone that's scared of the stock market that goes to the bond market, they lose money on their safe, what they thought is safe money. But I've been saying bonds have risk.
Who's not losing money when this happens? The Fed. The Fed is never going to lose money because the Fed just manufactures more money. Let me ask you this. The national debt, this deficit, these trillions of dollars that continuously gets pushed in front of our face, will that ever get paid off, or is that just a way to soak the taxpayer?
I think they have a secret plan. Look, these guys are brilliant in Washington. As much as we talk junk about them, these guys are very brilliant and smart. They are actuaries. There's actuaries that work for the government. They know math better than most mathematicians. So they have a plan on how they're getting their money back. Okay. They know. I mean, come on. When you spend $12 trillion for stupid IRS agents saying, hey, we're going to attack small business owners, conservative business owners, or whatever it is, they have a plan, Stu. They know exactly we have $30 trillion.
Well, they're never going to telegraph the fact that they're coming after conservative political opponents, but we know that. They are targeting. They targeted Barack Obama weaponized the IRS when he was in office. The IRS was doing nothing but targeting conservative entrepreneurs, business owners, moguls, real estate investors, all of the above, hedge fund managers. They were all conservatives that they were targeting. The IRS being weaponized is nothing new here, but we're just seeing that, you know, Biden is being manipulated into doing this again. We know who's pulling the strings for the Biden administration, which is Susan Rice. Susan Rice worked for Obama in that administration, and she has been seen multiple times going in and out of the White House. That is who's running the country right now, is Susan Rice. And, you know, I've seen a lot of calls to action here to get a cognitive test done for the president, you know, to get all of this, or for Joe Biden, whatever he is, the fake president. I've seen all kinds of people talking about his mental stability or lack thereof. You say these people are geniuses. What you guys don't understand is you can't just look at Joe Biden and say, oh, they must be talking about him. He's a genius. No. He's not the genius. He's the puppet. We've been talking about this for a long time. It is the people that are above him. You see, the president of the United States isn't even at the top of this, not even anywhere near the top of this. George Soros, although he could be dead, I have no idea, but there are people of that class right now. These are the globalists that are pulling the strings for Joe Biden, who is just a puppet, and these puppeteers are planning to take all of your money. Carlos, is the federal government a for-profit business? No. Does the federal government have their own money? No. Does the federal government earn money? No. Does the federal government spend money? No. You do. You earn the money. You make the money. You give the money to the government, and then the government spends your money.
And I'm a piggyback on everything you just said, brother. And I want everybody that's listening to this podcast or blog, I don't care where it's at, but if you can see me or hear me, do your own research. I have one question for the whole fan base. Who owns your IRA? Who owns your retirement? Are you an account owner, or you are a participant? That's the major question. When you have a 401k in IRA, you are not an account owner. You are participating in a government written contract, which is actually backed by the part of an arm of DOL called ERISA, which is Employment Retirement Income Securities Act. They control the rules and regulations around your own money. I just had a conversation with a client. Stu, when you have a 401k at your job and the little nice lady in HR says, oh yeah, match your money for your bonus, you really are shooting yourself in the foot, because A, you don't own the money, and the money that's inside of it is controlled and manipulated by the government. They tell you when and how you're going to take your money out, and it's just not fair.
So the real question here is, you know, when the next time you ask somebody, well, how much money have you saved up? The real answer is none. I don't own any of it. I don't have control over any of it. They can take it away from me at will. They can take this money away from you at will. Now, we have talked to people who have had their crowdfunding accounts shut down because their political ideologies don't match with that of the enemy. We have talked about people who have been fired from their jobs because they are outspoken and their politics don't line up with the regime. We have talked about all kinds of instances where the weaponized government has been used against we the people, and it's no different with your retirement. They're going to kick you square in the nuts. You understand this machine is coming after you in any way that they can get to you. They have told you that they want to separate and divide and squish the nuclear family structure. They want to completely destroy that. They are indoctrinating your kids right out in front of you, your family and your money, the two things that you care most about, because you love one to the moon and back and you need the other one to survive. And men and women from all over any corner of this planet will do anything that they can to protect their kids and will do anything that they can to protect the money that they're earning so that they can one day retire, they can buy their necessities, and then they can leave those kids with something. They're going to attack it because they want to bring you to your knees to force total subservience. And everything this man, Carlos Cortez, is telling you on this program about asking the question, you have to understand, he's a licensed fiduciary. You can't come out here, Carlos, and just say, I advise you to do this, I advise you to do that. You have regulations that govern the way that you do business. That would be right. Unlawful, illegal for you to do that. You'd get your license taken away. I understand that. I just want the listeners to know, well, why does he have this Carlos Cortez on and he never really gives any advice? Well, let me tell you something. The advice is going to be given, and my advice to you right now is to call him. Call him in his office anytime, 813-448-3446. Or visit them online at CortezWM.com. Now, you do have the America First Retirement Plan. That is something that you came up with, and that can be found at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. As a service to patriots, Carlos has agreed to do a free service. You do not have to be a client at Cortez Wealth Management, although you should be. If you're not, I have questions about you. But you don't have to be a client in order to participate in these free classes, which are held oftentimes in the evening when you're done with work. Grab yourself a cocktail, grab yourself a lemonade, pop some popcorn, be in your skivvies if you want to, next to your fiance, your spouse, your loved one, your wife, your girlfriend, whatever it is, sit down for however long it is. How long do these classes go on?
45 minutes.
45 minutes. Take the 45 minutes and listen. There's the never tax retirement strategy as part of the America First Retirement Plan. All kinds of information that he's just giving out free because he's a patriot. He cares about our republic and he cares about his brothers and sisters, fellow Americans. Guys, yes, he pays me to be here. Yes, he is a sponsor of the show. Yes, he is an advertiser here, but he wouldn't be if I didn't believe in him. And you know that because we're loyal. So
Amen.
AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. To sign up for one of the classes, you need to use the password Cortez. Very easy to remember.
And Stu, yeah. Just to piggyback, we're going to be doing more classes. We're going to talk about Social Security. I'm going to do a webinar on that or online class. You need to know the traps about Social Security, what's going on. We're going to be talking about mutual funds. We're going to be talking about annuities, good and bad annuities. We're going to be talking about just, you know, stocks and Bitcoin.
What about cryptocurrency? You're talking about crypto? Yep. All right.
Yep. So we're going to be having every week, we're going to be having different pre-recorded and live workshops. I've just been so busy onboarding so many of our listeners that I just haven't had the chance
to. That is so great. And I am so happy to hear that. And I get emails all the time, people that are thanking me, saying, oh my goodness, thank you so much for sending me over to Carlos Cortez. I really appreciate it. I'm not making fun of you guys. We really appreciate it as well. And we're happy to know that you're in good hands. And you are.
Yes.
AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Sign up for a class using the password Cortez. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Hit me up on my Proton mail. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to cover the car. And when they do, save the radio!